This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji. And John, question. Have you ever had any Pailin Syrah?
Oh, sure. It's a perky wine that really stands up in the glass with a kind of a ambiguous, almost incomprehensible bouquet that delivers personality in every sip.
So you liked it?
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
Well, Pailin Syrah is a modestly popular organic Chilean wine that went for about $13 a bottle, and then came misfortune, or at least it appears to be misfortune, according to Chris Tavelli, the co-owner of Yield Wine Bar in San Francisco. Chris, you say that as soon as Alaska's governor, Sarah Palin, was named to the Republican ticket, your wine, Pailin Syrah, it hit the skids.
Yes, it did. We actually started carrying the wine in July, about a month before she got the nomination. And then when she got the nomination, there was a lot of chatter at the bar about her, and some people just didn't want to order the wine.
They didn't want to order the wine because they're opposed there in San Francisco. How shocking. They're opposed to a Republican candidate, the vice presidential candidate?
Well, I think, yes, that's probably true, but also I think she was just all over the media for so long, people were just kind of saturated with her, so they just didn't really want to say the name.
So they took it off. They took it out on the wine.
Yeah, for a couple of weeks it got beat up, but now it's back to selling again.
It's back to selling again. How would you describe its body and taste?
Well, actually, the wine is quite good. It's an organic wine from Chile, and organic wines do really well for us. We focus on organic wines. It's full-bodied. It's spicy. It's got a lot of character.
And don't you think you folks in San Francisco, though, should really kind of lighten up, in reacting politically to a wine that has a name that sort of sounds like Sarah Palin?
Well, it's actually been a really good kind of talking point. It's been really good for people to kind of unwind a little bit about things that they take too seriously.
And you've also let them kind of describe what it is. Tell us some of the descriptions you've gotten.
Oh, boy. Those go on and on. So right now on the wine list, our descriptors for it are Madrone, white pepper, dry, full-bodied. People have inserted things like gunpowder, salmon, hints of northern exposure.
Moose hair,
yeah. Moose meat, smoked moose meat. Yeah.
So how would you describe, what kind of drop-off was it? Like how much of the Pailin Syrah you were selling before Sarah Palin was nominated, and how much have you been selling in the last couple of weeks?
Well, it's gone back up in the last couple of weeks. It really hit the skids, right? Like you said, right after the nomination, pretty much from one of our best sellers to one of our not-so-best sellers. But now people are ordering it again. But the comments themselves are still there.
Very quickly, what's the lesson you've learned here?
The lesson I've learned? Well, I'm just happy people around the country are actually drinking organic wine from Chile. Because yeah. My importer tells me that he's sold out of the wine. People are calling from all over the country asking to buy it. So that's,
well, there you go.
Looks
Chris
like
Tavelli, like an action figure. Chris, right. Tavelli, thank you this morning.
You're welcome.
Chris Tavelli is co-owner of Yield Wine Bar in San Francisco, telling us about Pailin Syrah, Chilean organic wine.
Perky with hints of moose.